TV news briefly for Monday, 22nd of April. Everything you've in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Remember, the Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. A new survey out today. I said more than a survey, it's a study by the International Energy Agency. This is the real deal. This is a serious piece of research with some incredible data points brought into it. This is really the definitive look at electric vehicles globally, and it predicts a 17 million EV surge in 2024. That's a 20% increase on 2023. And why have you seen those headlines around the world about, oh, EVs might be in decline? Well, there's a 20% increase year on year. The rest of the car market would kill for numbers like that. The reason why those headlines sometimes fly around is because from 2022 to 2023, it's a 35% increase. There's loads of factors in play, like higher interest rates and supply and demand equaling out. This year, like I say, 17 million electric and plug-in vehicles predicted to be sold globally, China being the biggest market, followed by Europe and then the United States. Now, Smart have been showing off their latest vehicle, the Smart Hashtag 5. I think I meant to say Hashtag 5. And of course, they're moving into mainstream, larger market segments. This is not about the little smart cars anymore, but rather reinventing the Smart brand to make some bigger vehicles. 4 5-seaters, 340 miles, 100 kilowatt hour battery. Big vehicle, this. And we'll see the production version of it, because this was just being shown at the Beijing Auto Show as the prototype later this year, before the end of this year, they say. Range Rover will also show off their electric SUV, their electric 4x4, because that brand is going electric, and now we know that they're undergoing winter testing. They've released some pictures of the electric Range Rover. Looking very Range Rover, to be honest. Down to minus 40 degrees Celsius and plus 50 degrees in the Middle East. Doing all that hot weather testing right now, they say that by making their own electric drive units and assembling the battery, they're able to give it all the right off-road chops that it needs. But of course, Range Rovers will also be all about luxury and refinement and silence, which is what EVs do really well. Ford E-Transit's being upgraded for this model year with a new, bigger battery. Still two options of the motor, by the way, so it's a commercial vehicle, so you think with your head, not your heart. So you spend what you need to spend, you know the job it's going to do. 89 kilowatt hour battery now for 402 kilometers of range, but get this, DC fast charging up to 180 kilowatts. That's a 10 to 80 charge in less than half an hour, 28 minutes. That's great. You literally can use this vehicle, the new Ford E-Transit, all day long. Stop, do a DC fast charge, have a sandwich and a coffee, and off you go again for the afternoon. Now, Samsung SDI are one of the many battery companies showing up at EVS 37 in Seoul, the Battery EV Technology Symposium. And they're talking about their solid-state batteries and fast-charging systems. Solid-state, they say, it's obviously coming, and they say mass production solid-state by 2027 from Samsung. Their fast-charging technology, where they aim to get to 80% of a cell's charge in 9 minutes in real-world battery conditions. Obviously, not at cell level, but when you make an EV, a 9-minute 80% charge, they say that will be coming out of the lab and into commercial production in 2026. Rivian have a new offer of $5,000 off an R1S or an R1T if you trade in your gas-powered vehicle, like a Ford, Toyota, Jeep Wrangler is in the list as well. And you get a year's worth of free charging on the Rivian Adventure Network. Tesla's US marketing team are the latest to suffer the cuts at Tesla. This team have just been put together, called the Growth Content Team, to put together those ads that the CEO Elon Musk said they were going to start experimenting with. He now called their ads, their work they were making, generic, and they've all been fired from the office there in California, along with the senior manager who was leading that team. So none of the marketing team left there. And Tesla celebrates 10 years in China since the first Model S was first imported, with 1.7 million local owners now in China.